My name is Diwas Timsina and I was born in 1994 in country Nepal. My childhood, I would say it's kind of rough growing up. I was born in refugee camp, so it was really hard. Compared to US, you basically have nothing. I used to go to school, but I used to skip schools. Just to like, you know, we have rivers and most of my friends, they go for swimming and fishing. I used to go with them, just swim around, and one day the big flow, like the river grew up and we almost kind of died because first thing that I didn't know how to swim. Second thing, like the river was deep, too deep for me. In the here, like you cannot go to the Allegheny River and start swimming. We also kind of go to the countryside, farming area. You see cows. And we used to go to the farm and drink right after the cow, like, you know, just milk it out in the mouth. School in my country is more of like a made of bamboo thatch, and instead of just whiteboards, you have blackboards with the chalks, and you sit in a floor with the mud, you know, like a mat, and you have books and stuff, but like you'll be sitting in one same class from morning till the class is in. In my country, teacher switches. You'll be sitting in the same school from 8 to 3, and the teacher changes in like the between with the different classes. My family is kind of typical family, like American family. I have my dad, mom, one brother, one sister. I also have like a big family, which is extended to like uncles, aunties. In our family, we kind of live together in a big house with everybody. Whenever we are in trouble or anything, we kind of help each other out. And it's a really fun family because we have like festivals, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and we celebrate also huge, you know, light up, decorate our house and stuff. So having fun thing with our family, like it's just like American family. Almost all of my family is in US. Most of them are in Pittsburgh and Atlanta. But one of my auntie is in country Bhutan. But like there are more people still in refugee camp in Nepal. And they've been living there for over 20 years. Since we are refugees, we didn't have anything. And we had no choice but to come to US. And because like we were forced out of our country, and we were refugee of Nepalese in country Nepal for 17 years. And we had so many like struggle challenges that we faced. And we were just waiting for somebody to come and help us. So like since US and 8 other countries stepped up and wants to immigrate us to their country, so we decided we want to go there. To me, America looked like a heaven. We didn't have any technologies like computers to kind of Google it, like, you know. And just by people describe it to me, America would be like tall buildings, clean. The roads will be so clean that you can even like sleep on the roads. You can like do whatever you want there. And you don't see any trash. And like there won't be any paper bags flying around the roof. Car will be so smooth. Car won't make any noises and stuff. But like whenever I see it myself, it just shocked me. Plastic bag flying through it. And it just like, you know, kind of like, oh, that's first thing that I thought like I was just dreaming. But nah, it was reality. Comparing US and my country, US is way better than my country. Without a question. I have everything here. I can just have televisions to watch. In back home, I didn't have any televisions. Video games, Xbox, PlayStation. I didn't have anything. So America is way better in like almost everything. That's what I am, like, you know, a kid from Nepal who grew up in a refugee camp, came to US, and now I'm creating a documentary movies. And like in US, I graduated high school, went to college, and even in college, I published my own books, my poem, my photographs, and traveled to different states for conference and stuff. So I have done a lot of things.